And joining me now, Neil Katyal, the former acting Solicitor General of the United States and legal advisor to the broadcasters in this case, and Gary Shapiro, the president and CEO of the Consumer Electronics Association. His organization filed a brief with the Supreme Court in support of Aereo. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
So, Neil Katyal, so let's flesh out a little bit of what Marcia was just saying. Why should Aereo be subject to fees? Why can't it use antennas over public airwaves to offer services to consumers?
Well, Aereo is just like everyone else. As Justice Ginsburg pointed out in today's argument, everyone else who wants to grab content has to pay for it. And the broadcast companies spend each year billions of dollars creating content, acquiring content, distributing the content. And if an interloper can come along like Aereo, and Aereo's business model is essentially grabbing those signals from over the air, bundling them together, and then selling them for a profit, well, then the entire model and the entire premise of copyright law is going to be disrupted. And so I think the debate today in the court really properly focused on the question. It wasn't really, is Aereo violating the copyright law? Mm-hmm. I think there was a lot of agreement about that point. I think it was how broadly or narrowly the opinion should be written.
All right, Gary Shapiro, let's start just with that one issue. Aereo, the broadcasters paid for the content. Why should Aereo be able to take it for free, essentially?
Well, I think that we were at different arguments because there is a huge question over whether or not Aereo violated the law. And actually, it is whatever the Supreme Court says it is. But at this point, two courts have said they have not violated the law. And in fact, the statute as written, which was interestingly barely discussed at the case, is pretty clear that they have not violated the law. There's a case called the Cablevision case, a Second Circuit decision, which even the opponents of Aereo confessed today, well, that decision has to be fundamentally reversed, at least in principle, if we are to find in favor of the broadcasters. So they relied upon a statute, they relied upon case law, and this guy went out as an entrepreneur, a great American, doing what innovators do, and said, this is a law, I'm going to follow it. And the other case, which is very relevant, is a Sony Betamax case, which I was involved in a long time ago, and it said you have the right as a consumer to record over-the-air television. So there's no one questioning that today, but a lot of people are relying on it because that was a fundamental right, and that
but
right...
The question still is, do you have the right to make money off of recording that?
Well, Sony had the right to selling a VCR, and Aereo has a right to basically sell access to an antenna. And as Aereo's attorney pointed out, there's nothing different between what we're doing with a centralized antenna located as opposed to going and installing them at people's houses. The other thing that's at issue here is that broadcasters get for free, on loan, spectrum that is public spectrum. Out of that, they have an obligation to provide a free over-the-air service. The problem is today is the world has changed from 40 years ago when broadcasters had 100% of the market share. Now we have smartphones, we have laptops, we have tablets, we have netbooks, and we have different ways of accessing information. So only less than 8% of the American public even rely on exclusively on free over-the-air television.
Okay.
So this is the way people get it now. And it's a new world of technology.
All right, respond there. It's the public airwaves. New world of technology.
Yeah, it's a clever argument. It's unfortunately the argument that Congress precluded in 1976. They wrote the copyright law broadly to cover, quote, any device or process that either exists or that is deemed to exist in the future that retransmits the broadcast signal. And that was a fundamental balance Congress engaged in at the time. They said, we need to incentivize the creation of content. That's something that goes all the way back to our founders in our 1787 Constitution. And they said, the way we'll do that, yes, broadcasters, you have a public duty, you have public spectrum and the like, mm-hmm. but if someone grabs your signals from over the air, be it a cable company or anyone else, and tries to make money off of that, mm-hmm. you got to pay for that underlying mm-hmm. content. Mm-hmm. That's the American way. An interloper can't just come along and steal those signals, mm-hmm. essentially, and make money off of it.
Put the law aside a moment. Explain it to the general public. That's a pretty compelling argument.
The general public...
The broadcasters created this stuff. They paid for it. Why should Aereo be able to
use it? For the same reason that they're loaning the spectrum. It is a... Except for PBS, which mm-hmm. is different, it is an advertiser-supported medium. Mm-hmm. What Aereo is doing is expanding the audience. There are people who live in apartment buildings in major cities. They can't get an antenna on top of their building or have access. This allows them to get the signal that which they are entitled to receive. They are watching the commercials. We're not skipping forward commercials. We're not deleting. We're not bringing something in from outside the local area. They are getting simply what they're entitled to receive with a spectrum that is lent to the broadcasters for that free over-the-air purpose. The problem with the broadcasters' argument is they can't get over the Sony Betamax right that you have the right to record that, and they can't get over this decision of the Second Circuit, which says something like this that a cable company is doing with a centralized system is perfectly legal. Mm-hmm. So along the way, if the court's going to find for broadcasters, you're going to have to ignore the words of the statute, ignore the Sony Betamax case, and probably ignore that Second Circuit decision and try to reverse it in principle.
This has been looked at in some very grand terms, as in the future of television. Is that what's at stake? I mean, what happens if Aereo wins?
I think it's a very complicated thing. And, just to respond quickly to the Sony Betamax case, I mean, that was not even mentioned today. It wasn't mentioned in Aereo's briefs in any heavy way, and for a good reason, because exactly as you point out, this is about someone making money, an interloper making money and taking the signals over the air.
I didn't point
television.
It out. I asked about it. You pointed it out.
Great. But I think in terms of the future, I think we think about the future of copyright law. The kind of essence of copyright law is, look, if I spend the money to develop that content and produce it, one of the bundles of rights I have is the right to distribute it in the way I see fit. Mm-hmm. I can throw it up on the internet, I can pipe it into people's homes over a coax cable, but that's a fundamental right. And if Aereo prevails today, which I think is going to be tough, as the argument demonstrated, then we are going to fundamentally change what copyright law is about. And maybe, that's an interesting debate. That's a debate for Congress to have, not the court trying to change what Congress authorized in 1976.
And what do you see as the implications here? Television and beyond, as Marcia brought up, the whole idea of cloud computing, other technologies.
Well, first, the transcript will show that the Sony Betamax case was mentioned several times. But besides that, what the future is and why this will affect future innovation. The reason the Sony Betamax case was important, if the court had gone the other way, there would not only be no VCR, there'd be no personal video recorder, there'd be no iPod, there likely would be restrictions on the internet, and a whole ways of innovation will be stopped. The concern the justices many expressed that if we rule the way you want YouTube broadcasters, help us. How can we possibly do this and not eliminate cloud computing and not eliminate other technologies which are coming along? Try to parse these definitions. The world has changed in 30 years. Broadcasters had 100% of the eyeballs. Now they have less than 7%. Yet they're using this free spectrum, and they have a duty to provide free over-the-air commercially supported broadcasting, which they're doing. This actually helps them. They should work with Aereo. They want to go to Congress, change it. But the reality is the law is not on their side as it stands now with the precedent and the statute.
All right. Decision to come in a few months, right?
Absolutely.
Gary Shapiro, Neil Katyal. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.